Our final story comes from Captain Tyson Mealy. Mealy, a fifth-generation service member, joined the U.S. Army right after high school to serve in Iraq. This is his story.
So I joined the Army in 2002, post-9/11. I wanted to serve. When I joined, I actually had a full ride scholarship to Mizzou. I didn't need the Army for college money, and my dad really thought that I should go ahead and graduate, just take advantage of that opportunity, go ahead and graduate, and then if I wanted to serve. And looking back, maybe I should have honored that, but, I'm good now, and I'm glad I got to serve, so I went. At that time, the patriotism and the call to service was just so high, and I thought to myself, I wasn't married at the time, I was just a high school kid. So that's where I needed to be, and I just felt compelled. And so I went into the recruiting station and said, what do I need to do? My dad was supportive of my service, but my dad was very apprehensive because he was a Vietnam draftee, and that was very hard on him and a lot of his friends during that era of service. There was a time where I was on the phone with him. We had these kind of satellite phone type of things where we could call home. And I was talking to him. I said, Dad, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you down. I got to go jump in a bunker. And there were all these bombs and mortars and rockets coming in to our base. And they hit pretty close, but I was in a fortified area, so I was pretty well protected. And this went on for a couple of minutes. It was pretty intense. And I just set the phone down and I came back on the phone. I was like, hey, I'm fine. He goes, what in the world, But, I kept him well updated, and he knew that I was going to do everything I could to remain safe. There's no guarantees. At the time, they were so decimated by the war. Iraq, you wouldn't call it a third world country all the time, but at that time, that was kind of the standard of living for most. I was over there in a time where, it was dangerous, but it wasn't as dangerous as it was for the folks before and after, because they hadn't the enemy forces, ISIS, whatever you want to call them, our combatants, they weren't as advanced, they weren't as planned, they weren't as well funded. So it was they had archaic ways of trying to harm or kill us. They were making bombs out of soda cans and, animal carcasses and basically anything they could find. And they were fairly easily identifiable, although, when you're over there and stuff's covered up with sand or rock, everything looks the same. The memorable times were really the relationships. I got to know a lot of the Iraqi folks that were working for us and, enjoyed meals with them, even though I shouldn't have. I was told not to, but I still did. And, tea with them and just get to know them. And then the folks I served with, we got so close. It definitely had an impact on my life. And I actually someday I would like to go back. And once the civil unrest and all that dies down, I'd like to see them. I'd like to go back and visit with them as a fully functioning, country. That's on the glide path to success. I'm a huge patriot at heart. I've studied the history of this nation, the people that were involved in what we call our founding fathers, all the way through. And when somebody says thank you, it means that they acknowledge the sacrifice that you're willing to make. Because not everybody can say thank you when you're in Iraq or Afghanistan, but they acknowledge the sacrifice that you're willing to make, the service that you're willing to give when you could be doing something else, and the fact that they support you regardless.